Well, if you grow up in the outer boroughs, you have the same relationship in a way to Manhattan that the whole world does. It's this distant fantasy place of aspiration and projection. It's the image that you receive in other media, and it's a skyline and it's a concept. But you also have this weird possession of it at the same time. It's three subway stops away. You can go there. You can, for the price of a subway token, which was, 50 cents when I was a kid, you could go to Greenwich Village and buy a slice of pizza and walk around, Washington Square, and it was yours too, and you felt defiantly, obstinately proud of it. New York City is one city, and so Manhattan belongs to me too. So it was far away and close. And in a way, that doubleness, it persists in my understanding of the place. I think Manhattan is a place that's both real and unreal. It's made up of concepts. It's a virtual place, and it's very prosaic. It's where people live their lives. It's apartments and neighborhoods and, people plodding along the sidewalk trying to get along. So it stays a kind of a fantasy place even when you get there. That's maybe its signature.